Blog
Hey,
Talk Radio.
This is Laura, a little late today. But anyway, our topic is, you know, how to make yourself a little smarter. Well, the first thing you need to do is be around the right people. That works. Then, too, you need to take up a trade that you really, really like, you know, whatever it is. After you do that, you need to spend time developing the trade, okay? And then, too, you need to cover your ears when people are talking that shouldn't be talking to you that are negative, okay? So you need to be positive all the time. It's not easy because, and another thing you do is don't listen to the negative news all the time. You know, because it's a trip. You know, it puts you in a negative mood. And me, I like comedy. I start listening to some of my favorite comedians and laughing and having a good time. And pretty soon, when your mood is good, then you're good to go. But I'm telling you, if you just stay around negative people, you will not be smarter. You will just be sadder, okay? So we're not trying to be sadder. We're trying to be smarter. And this is Aura, who is known as Aura, Shirley Ajayi Carroll, a.k.a. Aura. And my email address is theaurashow@gmail.com or shirleyajayicarroll@gmail.com. Now, I work with a lot of children. I have most of my life. And one thing I noticed about them is that to work with them and to work with adults, you have to have a sense of humor. And most people don't have that. You know, most people are so into what they're doing that they just don't see how sad, you know, themselves. But you have to see your surroundings, too. You know, that makes a big difference. So I would suggest that people look at themselves in a different way. You know, look at yourself in a different way. Think of yourself as if you're a brand new baby being born into the world and you're going to learn stuff from your surroundings. So most times we are programmed. We are programmed not to succeed. But as children, it's up to the adults and the teachers and whatnot to program us with better concepts and better beliefs. And that's how you get smarter. Like I met a lot of children that did not like math. And I said, I don't understand why you don't like math. Math makes you smarter. And then I said, okay, like we were talking, yeah, I'm going to make this short. We were talking about the distributive property in algebra. And I said, you know, just like if you have a lot of sisters and brothers and you're eating something, you want to make sure that each sister and brother get the same amount of potato chips, for instance, if you got a big bag. You know, that's a distributive property in math. You know, something, so math is interesting, but it makes you smarter. Anyway, like I say, this is Shirley Ajayi Carroll, and I hope you got a little bit just from that tidbit of information. Until next time. Peace, light, and love.